Hello, this is Gina
and Carissa
talking about our experiences at UNC.
So Gina, why did you choose to come to UNC?
After touring this campus, I felt really at home here, and I knew that I would be able to succeed at this school. It just gave me a really good feeling.
Now, I chose to come to UNC for very similar reasons, but at the same time, it wasn't my first choice. I initially wanted to go to Maryland, but my parents begged me to stay in-state for one more year. What expectations did others have for you for attending college?
Well, I'm a first-generation student, and because of that, my parents had very high expectations for me to do well here. When I was accepted to the honors program, they were expecting for me to get a very high GPA, and I knew that this was my one and only chance to get a bachelor's degree. What about you?
I'm a first-generation student as well, but my parents didn't have very many expectations for me. They were just proud that I made it to post-secondary education. What were your first impressions of campus and the people you met?
Well, like I said, my first impression after coming on the tour was a very good one because I decided later that day after the tour that I would be coming to this university. It just felt so welcoming and warm, and I knew that I wanted to spend my 4 years here. The people I met gave off a really great impression as well, and they were a huge reason for why I felt so welcome here right away. What about you?
My first impression of campus was that it was very nature-like, which I appreciated coming from the mountains, so I felt right at home. And the people that I met were amazing. I never have to hold a door open for myself. Everybody seems to hold the doors open for me.
Carissa, what was your first night away from home like?
Honestly, I didn't think much of it. I was so exhausted after my day that I just climbed into bed and crashed. No thoughts about home or new friends or people, I just pretty much blacked out.
For me, my first day was the easiest because I had hopes of the coming semester. However, I grew more homesick with the days that came after. But on the first day, I decided to come down and join the people that were in the lounge, and I felt very welcome right away in this community. What has been the hardest thing to adjust to at college?
I think the hardest thing was meeting new people. It's very hard to make new friends after high school, considering that I had the same friends since preschool. So it was hard to step out of the comfort zone and go and talk to new people. It was even harder to talk to strangers in class and even professors. What about you?
Well, I've always been a more introverted person when you first meet me. And because of that, it was difficult for me to come down in the first couple days to make friends here at Lujan. But as the time went on, it got easier, and I was really happy that I decided to make that first decision to come down on the first day. What are you passionate about right now?
Right now, I'm passionate about my major of anthropology. I'm excited to learn more about people and history and all things that encompass anthropology. And I'm really passionate about continuing on and hopefully getting a job as a biological anthropologist in the future.
I'm really passionate about history, which is my major, but I'm even more passionate about education. I have always been drawn to children, and I've always wanted to work with them and help them learn for a better tomorrow. And because of that, I'm really excited for my career after college of being a history teacher for high school at the high school level.
What are you worried about right now?
Right now, I am worried about what will happen after I graduate from the University of Northern Colorado, because at the moment, it almost seems like we're in a bubble away from the real world, because college seems so different than what the real world is like. But I'm nervous how my life will come together after graduation. What about you?
I'm worried about getting passing grades. Considering that I'm a first-generation student and I have no expectations of passing, I have my own high expectations. So it's kind of hard to balance between being okay with getting bad grades and at the same time passing. Now, what is the biggest issue facing your generation?
I think one of the big issues that our generation has is our The way that we are so connected to the technology, it seems that we can't get away from it from even a second. And because of that, we've lost all of the importance that comes with real face-to-face interactions. And we aren't able to talk to just somebody anymore like people have for years before us. People used to be able to sit down and have a conversation, or they were comfortable just sitting alone and talking to new people. And now with the screen in between us, that seems like something we've long forgotten. What do you think?
I think the biggest issue for our generation is trying to balance the between using technology and what we considered old-fashioned books. So we can Google everything, and Google isn't exactly accurate. So we have this issue of going to primary sources and actually researching using books and other resources other than Google. So I feel like we're not getting as much information as we could be getting.
What do you want to do for a living?
I want to be a biological anthropologist, so pretty much a really morbid job of working with dead people. And although it's morbid, it's going to be fun because I get to study how people used to live and what their lives are like before their untimely demise. What about you?
After graduating, I really hope to be a teacher, a history teacher, as I mentioned before, at the high school level. But my ultimate goal is to go back for my master's and eventually be a principal or work somewhere at the district level or on the board.
Who do you want to be for the world?
I hope to be someone who can inspire the students that I have when I'm a teacher, and I hope to be someone that they feel comfortable coming to when they need help or just someone to listen to them. And I really hope that I can be a mentor for those kids. What about you?
I want to be able to help people. I want to use other anthropology skills that I learn from class and, you know, practice working. And I want to help people around the world. I want to travel with either the Peace Corps or just by myself to help people with not as wonderful access to clean water, shelter, and food.
What is a prediction you would like to make for your life and your accomplishments?
I'd like to say that I will succeed exponentially and be a millionaire, but I know that won't be true. I would just like to be happy in the end and have accomplish all my goals of becoming an anthropologist and traveling the world. And I would also like to help people from other countries eventually sometime in my life.
See, for me, my goals are very similar because I've been told since I decided to be a teacher that I will never make enough money and that I am doomed to a future of making, you know, having a very low salary. But that's actually something I'm completely okay with because money isn't that important to me, and I know that I'd be really happy being a teacher. So I predict that in the future I'll be happy, hopefully, with a family. And as I said, I hope to go back and get my master's and one day become a principal.
Thank you for listening to this awesome interview by Gina and Carissa.
Bye-bye.